Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Now, if he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, friend, he came to be. If the Bible said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now listen, you may have started this day in the lost category, but by the grace of God, you can end it in the saved category. You may have started this day on your way to a devil's hell, to a Christless eternity, but you can end it, bless God, on your way to a place called heaven. That place Jesus said, I go away to prepare for you. You may have started this day, friend, building on the sand, but before it's over, you could be building on a foundation that will endure and last for eternity. And I pray, how I pray that you will. Boy, excited about the program, but saddened all at the same time. And once I began to read my text and share the message with you that God has laid on my heart, I believe you'll understand. Sir, ma'am, all listen. We're living, I believe, in the last days. If you ever heard me preach, and I've been at it for a long time, you know that the last days and the second coming of Christ is one of my favorite subjects. Well, I make no apology of that. None whatsoever. That's what's going to be this message is about to some degree. But I've opened my Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 7. I'm going to read one verse of scripture out of it for a text verse. And we'll just see what God does with that after we read. I know what's on my heart. I know what he's been speaking to me about, and I just trust that it'll be a blessing to you. Before I do that, Deb's got a song, the title of it is A Promise. One of her favorite songs. She did it a long time ago. She's going to do it today for us. I know you will enjoy.
When you see a rainbow spread across the sky, that is God's
Debbie, I don't know about you, friend, but I find comfort in that. I find so much hope in that. Thank God. Listen, friend, God means what He says. God says what He means. And Oh, I hope, listen, I hope you take him serious today. Do you know what, friend? There is no need for any man, woman, boy, or girl to die and go to a place called hell in light of what Jesus did at Calvary. Do you understand that? I mean to tell you, friend, there are people that are departing this life at breakneck speed. There are people that got up this morning, didn't think they were going to die, didn't have plans to die, but they dropped suddenly. Suddenly with a heart attack, suddenly with a car accident, suddenly with a stray gunshot. I mean, I don't know what all the different ways and means people can go into eternity, but they've gone in unprepared. Oh, how sad that is. People don't have to die lost. They choose to die lost. Jesus said this in John chapter 8, I believe it is. He said, except you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. He said this in chapter 8, too, I believe. He said, ye would not come unto me. It's not that people can't. It's that people won't. Well, that's another message all at the same time. And here in Genesis chapter 7, the book of beginnings, I'm going to read. I'll just go ahead and read the whole verse 16, just get a part of it. The Bible said, and they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. I'm going to talk to you about a day. The day nobody come. The day nobody came, not come, but the day nobody came. How sad that is. Oh, what a day it was in the day when Noah was alive, when Noah was obeying God, when Noah was fearing God, when Noah was walking with God according to what Word of God said. Noah days were a lot like I days. If I understand what Jesus said, he said, preacher, you mean to tell me you believe that old story about a global flood? You believe that about a man building an ark and putting all those animals on there? How in the world did he do it? Well, friend, listen, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out how he did it. He did it according to the Word of God in obedience to God. When God gives you a plan, if you do what he tells you to do, it'll work, it'll fit. Oh, look, there have been scientists, mathematicians, there have been wise men, great men, and even men who wouldn't be considered great have figured out that Noah had all kinds of room on that ark for every class of animal that was there. And I believe just exactly what the Word of God says about it in the book of Genesis, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, in the book of Luke chapter 17. Oh, I don't know about you. I believe it because, listen, it's in there, but Jesus believed it too. So it must be right. But oh, what a sad day it was. It was a day according to Genesis chapter 6, a lot like Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of Son of Man. How they were marrying and giving in marriage. They were buying and selling. They were planting and building. They were eating and drinking. I believe is what he said. Oh, the Bible says that they knew not until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Isn't that amazing? They knew not. Listen, they were spiritually ignorant when they could have been wise. You say, how do you get that, preacher? Well, no, the Bible talks of him as being a preacher of righteousness. I don't know how long the ark was prepared in building, or what was, I don't know how long the ark took in building. I don't know how many days, how many months, how many years that Noah spent, him, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, building the ark. But I know this, in chapter 6, book of Genesis, God said, the end of all flesh has come upon me. He said, look, their days are 120 years. Now, a lot of people think that it took Noah 120 years to build the ark. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. I believe it took him a while, though, don't you? But oh, look, friend, that day parallels our day. Or may I say, our day parallels that day. When there, listen, was the gospel being preached, when there was warnings being given, when there were men of God walking with God and walking for God. And yet the Bible said that the day that Noah entered into the ark, the day that the flood came, how the world did not know. It wasn't that they could not. It's that they chose not. How sad. I'm talking about a day. The day when nobody came. The day nobody came. What a sad day that was. Noah did all that preparation, did he not? Noah did all of that obeying God. Noah did all that work. And I tell you, friend, there was enough room in that ark for anybody and everybody that wanted to be saved through that flood. But oh, look, it's like our day. There's not great deals of concern about eternity. There's not a great deal of inquiry about eternal issues. People are living for the here and the now. I mean, to tell you, they want gratification. They want satisfaction. They want it immediately to, do they not? We're living in that kind of day when people don't deal with eternal things. They're not concerned with the then and the there because they're so caught up with the here and the now. But oh no, a friend, listen, he was doing his due diligence, was he not? Again, the Bible calls him over in the book 1 Peter chapter 3 a preacher of righteousness. I remember Horst Sitton saying, my spiritual mentor years and years ago, he said every time the mallet of Noah hit the side of that ark, it was a message, get ready, get ready. I listened, bless God, Noah, I believe was faithful in his generation. I believe he was faithful to the call of God. I believe he was faithful to the work of God. I believe he was faithful to that generation that he lived among, that generation that had an imagination that was continually evil. The imagination of their heart, the Bible said, was continually evil. Oh, I've been told that it was not only a perverted society, but it was a very pornographic society. Well, I've never found the evidence to kind of convince me on that, but I'll take this great scholar's word for it. It wouldn't surprise me a bit, do you hear? But ah, look, God, who is a merciful God, God, who is a God that's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I've seen a few men in that way in that day. Hadn't been long since Adam and Eve had been created. Hadn't been long since Adam and Eve had been expelled from the garden. Hadn't been long when Cain rose up and slew Abel. Hadn't been long since God gave to Adam and Eve another son by the name of Seth. And men began to call on the name of the Lord. God had a plan. God promised Eve a redeemer. And oh, he kept his promise. We read in that great fifth chapter of the book of Genesis on genealogy, we see that Noah there was the eighth from Adam. But do you know who preceded him? There was a man who was his grandfather by the name of Methuselah. And you know who his father was? Who was the great-grandfather of Noah? And by the way, he walked with God. I mean, listen, he had a testimony that he pleased God. His name was Enoch. Now listen to this. Hey, God's not going to leave himself without a witness. God's not going to leave me and you, friend, without a warning. And I'm telling you, sinner friend, it's going to be a sad day. Going to be a sad day when you're left to the outside and the door is shut. Oh, it was a day in Noah's day when nobody came. How sad that was. They could have. They should have. No doubt they came to Noah and mocked him and ridiculed him and said things like, hey, hey, preacher, what are you building? Noah said, it's an ark. What are you going to do with it, Noah? Well, we're going to save my family. And you too, if you want to be saved. Ah, oh, look, I believe they mocked him. I believe they ridiculed him and scoffed him. Oh, but God listened, sent them these witnesses. That man to the name of Enoch, he walked with God, and it was such that it affected his great-grandson Noah. The Bible says about Noah that he walked with God. How about Enoch? Oh, after the 65th year of his life. And I just imagine he walked like the course of the rest of the world at that time. His wife became pregnant with child. And when she was sent down there to Canaan Memorial, I listened, that OBGYN came out of the maternity ward and said, hey, Enoch, you've got a son. And you know what? Enoch said, well, I'm going to call him Methuselah. Something was going on, was it not? And you say, what's so big about that? Well, listen to this. Methuselah Methuselah, now get this, Fred, was the oldest man that ever lived. You say, what's so big about that? Well, listen, it's showing the long-suffering of God. It's showing the mind of God. You say, why? Well, do you know what Methuselah means? Do you know what the name Methuselah means? It means, when he is dead, it shall come. Oh, look, friend, this man to the name of Enoch warned of judgment. He said, listen now, he said that the Lord would come with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon the ungodly, according to Jude. You won't find that prophecy in Genesis, but I'll tell you, the Spirit of God knew where it was at. He moved on old Jude to write and say it like this. Let me turn over there real quick and just read Jude's testimony about that, if that's all right. Boy, I like this. And the Bible said in Jude, verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. I'm telling you, friend, listen. Oh, Enoch lived in a day when men weren't concerned about God, weren't concerned about eternal things, but thank God, God was concerned about lost man. And he sent a man by the name of Methuselah and said, listen, let me give you a warning in this man's name. Let me give you a promise. When he is dead, it shall come. Well, Enoch didn't die. He was translated. He was a picture of the church. Being snatched away, being translated, being raptured actually before the deluge, before the judgment of God fell, and his son Methuselah begat a man by the name of Noah, which means rest. Isn't that wonderful? His name means rest and peace. He's a type of Jesus. So's the boat that he built. But listen, I bless God in a day when there was violence that covered the earth, in a day when man began to multiply upon the earth, in a day when there was corruption of all sort, in a day when the imagination of man's heart was evil continually, God looked down and said, listen, I'm going to bring all this to an end. I've repented that I've made man. And yet the Bible says, glory, hallelujah, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know why? God's always got a plan. God's always got a plan, and it includes you, sir. It includes you, ma'am. If you'll just simply accept what He has to say about it, what He offers you. God said, listen, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. I want you to build me an ark. You Shem, Ham, and Japheth, you just take this pattern, you build it out of gopher wood, you put kapar on it, or pitch on the inside and on the out, and bless God, look, that speaks, hallelujah, of atonement. He said, listen, you just covered up right good with those pits, and when it comes time, I'll call you to get in, you get in the boat, and I'll shut the door. Well, look, the Bible tells us, in Hebrews chapter 11, that Noah feared, moved with fear and prepared the ark unto the saving of his household. All over in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, remember I've told you it calls him Noah, a preacher of righteousness. And listen now, he preached for a long time. He preached for a long time. Maybe even the whole 120 years. I don't know. But I know what, again, as he was building that ark, he was preaching every day that he worked on it, every day that he plied pitch to it. It was a message that atonement is available. There is safety in the Lord. There's a way of escaping the judgment of Almighty God. And this boat is it. Oh, obedience to God is it. Following His will. Doing His pattern. That's what it's about. And oh, Noah preached. Bless God, preached hard. Preached long, did he not? Preached faithfully. preached plainly, I believe he did. And the Bible said when he gave an invitation for people to come in, when he gave an invitation for people to be saved, when he gave an invitation for people to come in the door, they said no. Jesus said in John 10:9, he said, I am the door. If any man come unto me, he shall go in and out and find good pasture, I believe it says. I've not turned over there looking at it right now, but isn't that amazing? In a day when men's heart was evil continually, and God had a man to the name of Enoch warning people to flee the wrath to come, had a man to the name of Methuselah who listened, was a living testimony that time's running out. Every time that Methuselah celebrated a birthday, it was one less year for people to live in, and one more year for them to repent of. And then he sent that man to the name of Noah, who built a boat in a desert. Hey, it never had a drop of rain yet to fall on the crowd. Hey, look, Fred, and yet these people were busy about the here and the now. They were busy marrying and giving in marriage. They were busy eating and drinking. They were busy and reverently. But bless God, they had no idea, no concern, no desire to know anything about eternity. How sad that is. Remember, I told you it parallels this day. It parallels this day. I love verse 1 of chapter 7 of the book of Genesis. No doubt Noah had finished the ark, and listen to what it says. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. You know what? God didn't say, you go on, get in there, Noah. Go on, get in, Noah. I'll shut the door behind you. God said, listen, hey, Noah, I'm in here, son. I know you built it. I'm going to bless it. I'm going to be the reason that it floats. I'm going to be the thing that keeps you secure against all the judgment that I'm going to bring upon a Christ-denying and a God-hating world. Hey, Noah, come on, get in here with me. All right, we're just going to ride this thing out together. Thank God. And Noah, I believe, was begging. I believe he was pleading. I believe with all of my heart he was asking anybody and everybody to listen to him. Why don't you come along? Why don't you come along? Hey, listen, friend, people are dying lost today. They don't have to. God's got a plan. Do you know that? God's got a place for you. God has given us a promise in His world. In His world, though, in His word, those of us who are in this world could be saved. God had a plan of salvation before that He created the world. Before, as Horace Sitting again used to say, He laid the mud seals of this world. God had a plan, and He had a place prepared for you. Oh, look, I can see Jesus in that ark. I can see that ark being a type of Jesus and that door in the side of it. Can't you remember when in John chapter, 19, and the Bible said that Roman centurion pierced his side, forthwith come blood and water. Oh, God opened the door of salvation. God, listen, opened a way up through the death of His Son so that whosoever will could be saved. Oh, I can see Jesus in that ark. I can see that ark as a type of Jesus. And He calls to you today. He calls to you, sinner friend, to come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, so that He can give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, He said. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. There are some of you that need rest. Remember, that's what Noah stands for, and bless God, you can have a rest and a peace in Christ that passes understanding. He's got a plan and He's got a place. Oh, He's got a place. You say, where do I start or where do I go to find it? I believe you go by Calvary. I believe, like the song says, that the ground is level at the foot of the cross. I believe when people get saved, they got to go to Calvary in a sense before they can. They got to see Christ dying for them. They got to see Christ suffering their condemnation and even their separation and damnation. Oh, friend, listen, until you get convicted, you'll never get convinced that you need Jesus. Until you realize that God has created this thing, man has messed it up. And boy, listen, God's got a plan and a place for you in that plan if you'll come. And He promises this, whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He promises this, if thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He promises this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life. He promised this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, friend, the door is soon to close on this day of grace. The door is soon to close, listen, up to where that you'll be on the outside wanting to get on the inside, and you can't. Would you come in today? There was a day when nobody came. Don't let that be this day for you. Run to God right now. Run to Christ and say, oh, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I don't deserve it. I deserve hell, but I want to be saved. I ask you to be saved. Have mercy upon me, Jesus. And you know what He'll do? He'll have mercy on you. Run to Him right now, sinner friend. Run to Him. Hurry along. Hurry along right now. And so, God, like the publican did, be merciful to me, a sinner. Don't let the door shut. Don't be left behind. Don't be one of those that didn't come. Until the next time, may God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.